Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today.
Why were you created? In the last book of the Bible, Revelations, the author is given a number of visions. Chapter 4 has a vision of heaven revealing the heavenly creatures who are praising and worshiping God. And I particularly like verse 11 from the Common English Version, where it describes the 24 elders crying out, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, because you created all things. It is by your will that they existed and were created." Isn't it fitting that the Bible begins with God creating the world and everything in it, and then concludes with a praise of God for His creative nature? I love watching the sunrise and sunset, and I've been blessed to witness them in many different places around the world. Each one reminds me of God's creative power and daily renewal. God did not just create and quit. God continues to create, and we should praise God for it. I celebrate God's creative nature today, May 13th, every year, as I remember the birth of our first child, a son. For a number of reasons, we were so thankful and grateful for this gift, and it is right that we praise and honor God. But have you ever thought about why God created our son? Why He created you? The verse gives us the answer when it says it was by God's will. In several other Bible translations, it says that it pleased God, or it was by God's pleasure to create. How awesome to realize that God was pleased while creating you. Should we not remember this on a daily basis and thank God for not just creating and loving us, but for the creation of those around us? Will you join me in this prayer? Lord God, You are worthy to receive glory and honor and power. Thank You for creating us and loving us and teaching us to love all Your creations, both people and the world. Amen. My name is Owen Ragland, and if these words today caused you to celebrate the creation of someone special in your life, would you please consider reaching out to them and letting them know you thank God for creating them? Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, church.org. Join us again for the next episode, and until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.